covering Michigan and the world from his bunker below the bridge. Here is Steve Gruber.
Gather around, all you conspiracy theorists. Come on, step up to the radio. Get over here. Pull up a chair. Get a pencil. I'm talking to you, pal. Yeah, you there with a tinfoil hat. 54 years after the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. There's a deadline coming that would require all of the papers that have been withheld to be released. This was signed by George H.W. Bush in 1992. It's called the JFK Records Act of 1992. And under that law, the National Archives has until October the 26th of 2017 to disclose all remaining files related to the assassination. That is, unless President Trump determines that doing so would be harmful to national security. There are about 3,100 files still unsealed by the National Archives. 4 million pages of records were released to the public in the late 1990s and early 2000s. The CIA and other government agencies can postpone disclosure of the remaining documents, but only with permission from the president. A CIA spokeswoman told Fox News the agency continues to engage in the process to determine the appropriate next steps with respect to any previously unreleased CIA information. So, what's in these 3,100 pages that haven't been released yet? Why are they still there? Members of Congress calling for them to be released. They believe they will answer questions that for half a century has loomed. Did anyone help or have knowledge of Lee Harvey Oswald's plan to kill the president? I believe the American public needs to know the truth, said Congressman Walter Jones, a Republican from North Carolina. Chuck Grassley of Iowa also saying it's time to put it out there. Here's a quote from Jones. It's still hard for me to believe it was one man, but at the same time, I have no proof that it wasn't. No proof that it wasn't. Of course, Oswald was shot and killed by nightclub owner Jack Ruby 2 days after Oswald assassinated Kennedy. That happened on the 22nd of November. Ruby shot Oswald live on television on the 24th. And people still put together books and movies and questions. It says here that the Trump administration working closely with the National Archives and other departments and agencies since the beginning of this administration on processes that are consistent with the JFK Assassination Records Collection Act. An official with the National Security Council told Fox News Tuesday that this work continues in anticipation of the October deadline. This person not authorized to speak publicly, but who is these days? Everything's an anonymous source anymore. The Warren Commission, of course, concluded that Oswald, a former Marine and self-proclaimed Marxist, was the sole person responsible for Kennedy's assassination. But so many people don't believe that. Do you? What do you believe? Did Oswald act alone? There are 3,100 pages left to come out. Did the United States government have information that would have concluded something other than what the Warren Commission found? There's something for you to consider for the rest of this day. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has signed executive orders targeting North Korea's trading partners. President Trump signed that executive order Thursday, earlier today, making those trading partners, calling it a powerful new tool aimed at isolating and denuclearizing the regime. So more penalties for North Korea coming down the pipe. Under the DirecTV front with the NFL, this really hurts. If you want to get someone's attention, hit them where they feel it, their wallet. And that's what football fans are doing, because DirecTV is allowing them to cancel altogether their premium subscriptions to NFL television and games. Those viewership packages allow diehard sports fans to watch games that are outside their local viewing area. They run about $280 per season per television. But DirecTV's surprising move came after President Donald Trump spoke out about professional players who kneel or make disrespectful gestures during the national anthem. And over the weekend, some teams didn't even come out of the locker room. And surprisingly, DirecTV sided with those folks. If you call and say you're not happy with the national anthem protest and what's going on, you can cancel your subscription. That could cost the league big money. Big money. Because the NFL will take a big hit on that. Lyft and Ford have announced a new partnership that the companies say will lead to Ford's driverless technology being deployed for Lyft customers. That's L-Y-F-T, if you're not familiar. Lyft is an app for you to get a ride wherever you want to go. We expect that our partnership with Lyft will accelerate our efforts to build a profitable and viable self-driving vehicle business. So said the Ford Vice President of Automobiles and Autonomous Vehicles. With Lyft's network and respected brand experience, we expect our ability to scale self-driving vehicles will play a critical role in safely bringing this technology and its many benefits to mainstream consumers. It'll also put a lot of people back out of work, but that's how technology works some days. The partnership's still in its early stages, they say. You won't be seeing driverless cars until we are certain our technology delivers a positive, reassuring experience where we can gain meaningful feedback. I'm hoping that they will be very careful about this, yes. And let's see here. What else is in the stack here? Oh, okay, here you go. Aerosmith canceling tour dates, citing Steven Tyler's unexpected medical issues. Tyler shared a statement from the band on Twitter confirming the news. His statement was also posted on Aerosmith's website. The lead singer for the band announced that the band's four upcoming shows in Brazil, Chile, Argentina, Mexico would be canceled. While the statement does not include specific details about the medical condition, the band did assure fans the singer is expected to make a full recovery. With proper treatment, he will be back on his feet soon, rocking the world, says the statement. But if you're planning to see Aerosmith this fall, well, you better find somebody else to go see because they're taking a break from the road. And don't let fall pass without a trip to Mackinac City, a seasonal paradise rich in history and beauty. Mackinac City is the ideal destination to day trip to local villages, shops, and attractions, and to take in the vibrant colors of fall. Scenic drives to the Tunnel of Trees, to Tequamanon Falls, Sioux Locks, Whitefish Point, and so much more, all from downtown Mackinac City. For a complete list of accommodations, attractions, and events, visit the official website of Mackinac City at MackinacCity.com. Mackinac City, living history, making history. Great place to go for fall colors, I'll tell you that. A quick break and some final thoughts right after this.